And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, Hear versus Respond. Also, we're going to look at how God blesses people. How does he bless people? We're going to talk to the professor of retirement, our very own Marty Schneider. He's going to join us live in today's Facebook post, Bad Mixing Recipe.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. I mean, really, how many times do you go to a dog hospital and have a teeth-whitening picture there where the dog's picture has, like, buck teeth and the teeth are 9 feet tall and bright and shiny? That doesn't happen very often. That's just a personal revelation along with my spiritual observations and life's insanities. And I'm asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A magnitude 7.1 earthquake struck central Mexico today, with one state governor saying 55 people have died. Buildings reportedly have collapsed in Mexico City. SRN News correspondent James Blears was riding in a taxi cab when the earthquake struck. He says when the earthquake struck, thousands of people in buildings poured out into the streets.
I didn't see structural damage myself, but what I did see was literally thousands and thousands of people getting out of buildings very, very fast indeed.
As it makes its deadly way across the Caribbean today, National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says Hurricane Maria is packing dangerous 160-mile-an-hour winds near the eyewall. On Wall Street, the Dow by 39 points, the NASDAQ rose 7, the S&P advanced 3. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
Suzanne is the widow of a martyr. She and her husband, Tillman, moved from Germany to become missionaries in Turkey.
We knew that some people are mad and they may end up in prison or may end up beaten or whatever, but we never ever thought of something bad, really bad, would happen.
But something bad did happen. Tillman was killed by five men who were upset by the spread of Christianity in their country. A But the tragic loss hasn't stopped Suzanne from sharing the love of Jesus.
And I asked my daughter, and she's my oldest, then was 13. And I asked her, so what should we do? Should we go stay here, go to Germany? We have to bury your dad and my husband, so what do we do? And she said, oh, Mom, Dad died for Jesus and for this church. We have to stay here and go on. And that actually was on my heart, but I wouldn't say it. So we stayed. We never thought of leaving.
You can boldly share your faith just like Suzanne. It doesn't have to be in a foreign country. It can be right where you are right now. Learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Malcolm Forbes, former publisher of Forbes Business Magazine, made an observation about criticism. He said, "If you have no critics, you likely have no successes." I think what he meant was that if you do anything in life that is worthwhile and meaningful, you'll probably encounter people who will find fault with what you've done. Jesus said something similar to his followers. "If they persecuted me," he said, "they will also persecute you." And I think that works both ways. If we're, quote, successful as a Christian, the result will be criticism. And if we never experience any spiritual opposition, well, that means something else. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's commendation for following Christ on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Great job by our good friend, Mr. Wheeler. He's just great. You know what's great about him is if I have to go, he kind of fills in for me if I have a vacation or something like that. And we did have Eric Rader kind of join us last week, doing a good job stepping up to the microphone. I've got news for you. For those that think it's easy, it's only easy if you're a loudmouth like me, who walks around having one mind and one heart and three opinions. For other people, it's not always that, you know, that kind of thing. So these guys are stepping in, spending time and doing these kind of things. I hope you can appreciate the level of commitment they have to the body of Christ and to San Diego specifically. Speaking of San Diego specifically, I'm sorry, was I speaking about it? I am now. Thursday, October 5th at City View Church, we have our 12th annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. We did get notification today that they are filling up. Remember, I told you. No way it's going to the end of this. By the way, our keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Yay! Food provided by French Gourmet. Seating is limited. To register, kprz.com. We encourage you to jump on that as soon as possible. The other thing I do want to remind you about is Family Life Today. They've got a couple of weekends to remember. One taking place October 27th through the 29th in Carlsbad. Always a nice place to go. And also November 17th through the 19th in La Jolla, also a nice place to go. And they have a code. Agent Squires, do you know what the code is?
Weekend.
Weekend. If you know those seven letters, weekend, you can save $100.
Also, the one in Carlsbad's almost sold out, so if they're interested
really?
In that, they need to get on it.
Mm. And I know Carlsbad, I know it really well because this is my third year living there. Yeah, it's my third year. I lived on both sides of it. So it's kind of, it's a great place to live. It's fantastic. Except for the five.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. And then I've decided that anywhere the five goes, that it doesn't matter where it goes. It's, you know how that goes. I mean, there's, and what I did find out in Texas, I should tell you this real quickly. When we were in Texas, I was visiting the kids, having such a great time, but I did discover that bad driving is not a state issue. I discovered that bad driving, I always thought Arizona was the worst place to drive, because initially when I moved there in 70-something, it was like all these different people came to Arizona to develop their own laws of driving, so I always thought it was kind of a terrible place to drive. And then I, you know, lived in, you know, Michigan, but I wasn't driving then. But I've been in California. But every time I go to a different state, I kind of compare the traffic. I have discovered now for sure, absolutely, the driving phenomena is not state-focused. It's just really difficult when people are reading newspapers while they're driving. I don't know. It's I don't know if that's distracting or disturbing. I can't figure that out. All right, let's get into our very first DDD called Hear versus Respond, and I want to make a distinction. I'm going to do that. It's very important that I do the best I can on this and let you know the difference here. Listen to this in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 27 through 31. He replied, I already told you, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they heaped insults on him and said, you are his disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we don't know where this man is from. That is remarkable indeed, the man said. You do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and does his will. This is that portion of scripture where Jesus, in the Gospel of John, chapter 9, where Jesus does the healing for the guy that's blind. He's blind. Jesus heals him. Now, if you were blind your whole life and somebody prayed over you and you got healed, you would have a lot of, appreciation for that. Well, when this happened to this guy, the religious leaders, some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were like, well, this isn't good. So they wanted to question him to disprove the miracle. Because nothing will change your life like a miracle. Nothing will mess up your theology, whether it's good or bad, like a miracle will. There is nothing like a miracle because a miracle changes everything. You want to know why? There's no laws of physics. There's no logical process. When a miracle takes place, heaven's realm invades the earthly sector and changes things. And you're like going, wait, can that happen? Well, Jesus came down, didn't he? I guess it can. So this guy is having an argument. He was blind. He's having an argument with the religious leaders. And it is true that he uses sarcasm. Everybody goes, sarcasm, never okay. Sarcasm is never okay. Except right here in the Gospel of John where the guy's sarcastic. Where he goes, well, I already told you and you didn't listen. You want to hear it again? What, do you want to become his disciples? I got a message for you. That's sarcasm. If you're looking for it, there it is. So they got mad because he was a little sarcastic. I didn't say he was smooth, a little rough on the edges. And what happened is they heaped insults. Can I express something to you that you need to understand? They were caught in hypocrisy. So because they were going to lose the argument based on their hypocrisy, they started calling him names. They started to attack him. That's what's happening in the social circle today. When the argument is lost, the response is just to hurl insults. Because that will just change the whole landscape. Well, that was happening for 2,000 years. It's not new. And I do think it's funny that he fires back at them. And he says, well, now that's remarkable. This guy is not being like gentle. He's not like going, they heaped insults on him and said, you are his disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses. The guy goes, he doesn't go, that is remarkable indeed. Because that's not what he said. He goes, well, that's remarkable. It's like, he's like, what are you guys, crazy? And then he says this, and this is the whole point. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him. Now, let me explain something to you real quickly. There is a difference between listening and hearing. Hearing and listening are not the same. Listening is making sense of the sound decimals, but hearing is receiving them. It's not that God doesn't hear a sinner, because if he didn't, there would never be a sinner's prayer that the sinner can be delivered in. But in the listening department, God obligates himself to respond on the behalf of, and he obligates himself, so to speak, to take action for those that worship him. You see, God will hear a sinner's prayer, but God will not act on behalf of the sinner to defend the sinner in his sin. But as a believer, God will act on your behalf to protect you, to guide you, and to direct you. So here's the whole point. Listen to me. You've got problems. Me too. Every person on the planet has them. Pastors in the nicest pulpits have problems. But God not only hears you, receives sound decimals, he listens to you. He makes sense of those sound decimals and does something. You don't have to walk perfect for God to listen to you. You have to talk to him. Stop trying to do it on your own. I know you should be able to. God bless you. God helps those who help themselves, which isn't in the Bible anyway. Talk to him. I don't care where. Nobody cares how. Nobody cares how you're dressed. Nobody cares if your hands are up or down or you got your finger in your ear. Nobody cares. Talk to him. He'll act on your behalf. He loves to listen to those who worship him and seek to do his will. You know that toy story, You Got a Friend in Me? You got a friend in him. Try it. It's amazing.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
I'm getting used to change as an opportunity. I'm Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. In the past 3 years, I've had more change than in the past 20 years. Last year, right before my wedding, my husband sold his family home of 32 years, and we bought a home together. Within the next 3 months, we got married. I moved into our house and then moved from my family home of 26 years. We'd been married for only 4 weeks when my new husband went to the ER with heart problems and was diagnosed with AFib type 2. Then 6 weeks later, my father died suddenly. Some of these changes have been positive, but they've still been the means for me to have to make adjustments, which cause stress. I love what Joyce Meyer says. Change is necessary. It's a part of life. Most of us would say we want change, but we can't keep doing the things the way we've always done them and hope or expect to get a different result. Things in your life will change when you change your mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We renew our mind with the Word of God. It is living and active and has the power to change us. Will you change your mind about change? Stop and think about what you've been thinking about. All things are possible with God, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Be bold and tell God, I want you to change me. I want you to use me to change anything in the world that you want to use me for.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just thought about it. I didn't like that last DDD. I didn't get to the core of it, so I didn't like it. I mean, there's a core in these DDD, Devotional Dimes of the Day. And the real core, I just didn't get to it. And that happens. You know, you do a lot of these. We've done 6,000 DDDs in 5 years. And I just don't think that... I mean, that big one really had to do with God listens. Like, he really... He doesn't just hear you going like this. I mean, he actually hears you. I didn't really get into that part of it because I got caught up in the guy being sarcastic. Which he was. I'm just saying. So we'll try and be a little tighter on this one. So I'll do shorter announcements. Ready? You want to reach me? Wave. Okay, here we go. Here's our DDD. It's entitled, How He Blesses. I promise you that the world and the worldly will despise this. This is not a devotional diamond of the day that people can appreciate that are worldly. But as Christians, these are lifelines. We've talked about this before, and we will, of course, talk about it again. Indeed, this is Acts 3, 24 through 26. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have proclaimed these days. And you are sons of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers when he said to Abraham, through your offspring, all the families of the earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Yeah. The gospel is good news. The word gospel means good news, glad tidings, in fact. Dr. Robert Jeffress is going to speak at our pastor's appreciation lunch. He talks about this in a more effective or the most effective manner I've heard yet in regards to the good news slash the bad news. Because everybody will say, good news, we have a good news Bible. Right now I'm reading in the Old Testament, the good news Bible. Some people are like, well, isn't that a paraphrase? No, it's a translation. It's not done by a group of scholars. It's done by a limited amount of people. It's still a translation. Not a paraphrase. Living Bible is a paraphrase. Not the New Living Bible, the original. The one where it says he will guide you with a flashlight. That one. And he talks about the bad news being an important aspect of the good news. What will happen is in our very own media, they will typically in the local shows do 15 minutes of blah, 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 blah. Then they'll do weather. Then they'll do sports and they'll try and close it out on a little bit more of a happy note. That's the approach. Well, in real existence, Jesus makes it absolutely clear in the beginning of ministry, there is bad news. He doesn't mix anything. And just so you can be absolutely sure where we're coming from in this, Johnny B, Johnny the Baptist, he also makes it clear that there is bad news. In fact, what was John the Baptist's message when he came to the people? What was it? Just think about it. What was his message? His message was not, there's a new McDonald's. His message was, people need to repent. Jesus Christ came forward with the same message. Repent. Petey, the Apostle Peter, came forth with the same message. Repent. there is a consistency in the messaging in the New Testament. Before you get to the good news that there is a kingdom of God that you can have access to, you and I are challenged by the Lord to have some recognition, some acknowledgement, some truth-telling. Some look in the mirror and try not to say my hair looks super cool. If you look at Agent Squires and myself, we have no hair. So it's not hard. But what we need to catch is this big concept. When God raised up his servant, verse 26 says, he sent him first to you to bless you. How is he blessing us? By turning each of you from your wicked ways. The way that God sees blessings is to move you from what is impending judgment to grace. That's what's good. What's good is that you deserve to die. You deserve to spend eternity apart from God, but you don't have to. Now, that first part, that's a drag. What do you mean I deserve to spend eternity like in hell separated from God? By the way, the definition of hell, while it has been compared to the cesspool of the time and the great fire and cesspool of the time, hell is being separated from God for all eternity. We'll fight about that some other time. But the point is this. The message that Jesus blesses everybody with is turn from your wicked ways. And see, there is a message out in the world. And what is the message of the world? Jesus loved everybody. He wore, sandals and tie-dye shirts, and he had a bandana on his head. And he went around smoking pot, and he was like, peace, brother. Okay. That is not Jesus Christ. That is not Christianity. That is not real faith. That is acid gone awry. Here is what's really going on. When Jesus saw everybody, he's like, repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Your wicked ways are going to separate you from God. And if you don't turn, you're going to burn. That's where turn or burn comes from. And the blessing of the Lord is turning us away from the wickedness that we get caught in. By the way, it doesn't say this is how Jesus taught to the majority of the people. It says this is how Jesus taught to everybody. Jesus was like, nope, your ways are wicked. Nope, your ways are wicked. And why could Jesus say that? Because Jesus can see into the heart. And you and I, we can put on these fronts all day long, but you and I all know, we all know this. That if we just operated on the external, we have a semi-righteousness, a little bit maybe left or maybe right of a Pharisee. I mean, maybe. But we all know that on the inside, full of dead men's bones and a lot of sins, like that besetting sin you struggle with, like the one you just thought of when I just said that again. So what Jesus does is he says, turn from these wicked ways. There is an answer. There's a deliverance. Not you're already perfect. I accept you just the way you are. The only acceptance of Scripture acknowledges in that is through Jesus Christ. And the only way to go through Jesus Christ is to turn from your wickedness. It's like it's not even that hard. What it is people don't want to change. So they say, you have to accept me because God accepts me. God does not accept you the way you are, and you will go to hell the way you are unless you turn from your wickedness and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you don't do that, you're going to burn, period. And you think, that's such a mean thing to say. Hey, I'm sorry if God didn't choose you. It's not my fault. I'm not the one that started the program. I'm just a part of it. And you can get all upset, that just seems so, well, you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people that are mad at Jesus. Remember, a lot of disciples, I can't follow this guy. Okay, well, that was probably a bad call. See? So this whole, God, he accept me the way that God accepts me. Great. So as soon as you repent and acknowledge Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, I'll accept you. But until then, you're just a wicked sinner going to hell. Period. Well, I'm just innocent. You're not innocent about any. A two-year-old's not innocent. They might not go to hell, but don't tell me a two-year-old's innocent. I don't want to hear that garbage. I've had plenty. Thank you. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I like that, DDD. here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233. 946-8233 or KPRZ.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ.
I'm going, Mother. If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
In the movie Wonder Woman, which is now out on video, a young Amazon princess named Diana decides to leave her magical island when a World War I pilot crash lands off the coast. This is a rollicking superhero flick that showcases perhaps one of the most principled heroes in the DC Comics universe. She rails against injustice, she weeps over the horrors of war, and she believes in goodness and truth and love. However, the film's pantheistic spirituality, its superhero violence, a few sensual moments, and some mild profanities detract from those virtues. So I'll give Wonder Woman 3 bullet-deflecting bracelets out of 5 for family friendliness. Before you rent or buy, though, be sure to check out more at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
This is John MacArthur welcoming you to Portraits of Grace. Genesis 5:24 records this wonderful epitaph. Enoch walked with God. Well, that means Enoch experienced fellowship with God and pleased God greatly. As a result of his commitment, God translated Enoch to heaven so that he didn't experience death. Like Enoch, there is coming a generation of Christians who will not see death. Someday, Jesus will return for his church, and the Bible says he will rapture his church to heaven. Enoch's translation is a beautiful picture of that future event. When you walk with God, he delights in you. You're his child, and your praises and fellowship bring him joy. Let the joy of intimacy with God and the anticipation of seeing Christ face to face in the rapture motivate you to please him more and more each day. This is John MacArthur, hoping you'll join me again for Portraits of Grace.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. But I feel like
breaking out. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the shoe, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Our next guest. Well, when the Lord was making them with wisdom, he accidentally bumped his hand and poured a little extra into this guy. That's what happened. That's what I'm going with. Our very next guest, the professor, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor. You can actually go to his website, theretirementprofessor.com. That is how much he is the retirement professor. He has a website that says the retirement professor. Also, 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Marty, sir, how are you?
Hey, David, I am doing well, doing well. I guess we timed the show so that we could talk on a day when every stock market index today closed at another all-time record high, so they must have known that you and I were going to chat today. So, well done, David.
Thank you. It was because I went to Texas last week and saw the grandkids, and they all knew, yeah, he's probably in a good mood. Let's just let it ride.
Exactly right. Oh, man. How was Texas? Things settling down in that state after?
Yeah, they were doing pretty good. And I will say that there is this, and I mentioned this before, there's this image of Texas where it's like really, it's just flat and it's dark and it's all dusty. And it's like, that is like not true at all. It is, I mean, it was beautiful green. We were by a lake. This lake was like 8.5 miles long.
Oh, wow.
Huge. It was like, wow. Beautiful grass, beautiful forest everywhere. So I was really kind of impressed with the whole thing.
It
was good. It was a great trip, and I got some of my grandkids, and I have already indoctrinated them, Marty, and have made sure they understand that whatever mom and dad say, grandpa's smarter.
For sure.
That's for sure, right?
That's for sure.
Why is everything at an all-time high? What?
You know, that's a really good question, David. It's stumping so many of the experts. It really is confusing to people. I think, you know, a big part of the answer is that as investors look to place investment dollars, you know, with interest rates as low as they've been for so long, many times the higher dividend paying stocks are paying a higher dividend than the interest that they can earn on, you know, alternative investments or bank money or, you know, money markets that are paying such low interest. So a lot of the funds that have come into the market are dividend-oriented investors looking for cash flow income. And so that's a part of the answer. You know, as we see interest rates here beginning to bump up, as the Fed has hinted they're going to probably bump them again here in December. Actually, they're meeting right now this week. But it's unlikely we'll see a bump this meeting because of the hurricanes in Texas and Florida and all the damage that happened there. So it's unlikely we'll see a bump now, but we'll probably see one in the next meeting at the year end in December. But, you know, it is confounding people because I think an awful lot of this is based on the hopes of tax reform coming, and it does seem to be picking up a little steam in Congress, and both sides of the aisle, you know, seem to be in some agreement on what that might look like. So if that comes, I think we'll, the market will be happy. If it doesn't come, it'd be another agenda disappointment, and I think we would see stocks turn the other way. So, and of course, you know, the geopolitical situation, you know, the saber rattling with North Korea is certainly, an area that could throw things into a tizzy pretty quickly.
Does now, not for somebody like yourself, because you do planning and preparation, you do like a different element of review, but the experts that have been wrong. If these guys were on a fantasy football team, they'd have closed it and went to soccer. I mean, this is how bad this is. I mean, this is pretty bad. So my question is, are the experts then therefore really no longer experts?
You know, you're right, David. It's like, you know, you look at using the baseball analogy. You've got if you're a 300 hitter for your career, you make the Hall of Fame, and all that means is you struck. You know, you didn't get a base hit 7 out of 10 times. And the same thing is true with the so-called financial experts. I mean, every now and then they call one right. But by the same token, they miss an awful lot of them because there's so many variables that, you know, you just can't predict, like a 9/11 event or a hurricane or, you know, the geopolitical status in the Middle East and North Korea. If something breaks loose there, if, God forbid, you know, we start some kind of a confrontation of some kind is started, you would see the market roll back very, very quickly. So those are risks that are inherent in the stock market as well.
I did not realize you said something that caught my attention in this conversation. You said that, because of the hurricanes, that they're not going to raise the rate. So
yes.
I did not realize that connection between not between, you know, a manufactured war. I can get that. But I did not realize that connection to natural disasters.
Only because the federal government is investing so much capital into through FEMA, through the Emergency Administration Agency, that that wasn't cash flow that was planned. So on top of the billions that are going into the disaster relief program, raise interest rates at the same time, I think, would be untimely. And the Fed is kind of aware of that. It's sort of a bad, it just looks bad, and it's a bad political move. And so unlikely. And that's the reasoning behind it, is the government is dropping some, you know, extra money into the relief efforts. And it's pretty substantial. So it doesn't look good to raise rates at a time like that.
All right. Now I got the question. I mean, I've been, you know how I always build up.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do this because I like you, though. I mean, it's not. All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Are people, you know, what's happening? You got an all-time high. You uh-huh. don't have a lot of reason for the all-time high, but you do have an all-time high. We've had the disasters. You had the health thing, and that was like, that didn't work at all. They're uh-huh. hopeful on the tax thing. We're thinking if that doesn't work, then stocks will go the other way and everything will turn disaster. Is it possible that the United States of America, the people, are just so tired of political pessimism they don't care?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting observation. I do think that there is some degree of that, and I think that's, David, maybe one of the reasons why the market's been kind of resistant to the headlines. You know, when each and every day the headlines are involved with, you know, blaming and finger pointing, and the Trump administration did that, and the Democrats did that, and you know, it's such a constant buzz of that kind of maliciousness. I think that you know, you just grow weary of it, and it starts to roll off the back, you know, your back shoulder, and it's not as meaningful as when it happened, you know, once or twice a year there was a conversation going on, where now it's just kind of commonplace. So I think people are numbed to it a little bit. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I do think that's right. If you remember when Megyn Kelly was on Fox News, how they used to always start her show was breaking uh-huh. news. And it was never breaking news. It was just the headline. And it was like, it's almost like they destroyed breaking news by yeah. using it so often that nobody thought it was breaking anymore. And it's like, it's like you don't think of it in those terms anymore. And I do think that if Hillary was in office, it wouldn't be as optimistic. I mean, I have nothing against her personally, other than, you know, anybody who's only got $30 million in the bank is probably not broke. But she did say she was broke, but they only had $30 million then. They had to yep. build it back up to $930 million. But that yep. that's not the point. The point is, I don't there's not a hopefulness, whereas, you know, Trump, whatever he is or isn't, I think he wakes up every day and goes, well, we can do it today. It's mm-hmm. just like, it's just that sense of optimism, whether morally right or not right on various issues, which I don't think anybody's right like King David, so let's not go down there. But yep. I think there's just a general optimism in his personality, and I think America is tired of the pessimism.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and I do think that, you know, the Trump administration is a large part of the market rallying here since November, really since the election. I think what's been surprising is the steam behind it, you know, the energy that it's lasted this long, in spite of some agenda, you know, hiccups like the healthcare thing. Although, David, I was reading today, you know, it looks like John McCain, who was the vote that they did not get to change the healthcare thing. Is revisited that now based on a new Republican plan, and he seems open to that. So it does not look like that is dead in the water at this point. There still has a little energy left in that. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but a little more optimism on that particular topic right now.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't trust him. I don't trust any of them. Yeah. I just don't, you know, it's like, you yeah. know, politics, poly many ticks, blood sucking insect. I'm pretty sure that's how that works, because I can't find them. I have a hard time.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you know how I feel. I mean, you know, I just want the Lord to, I either want to hear the trumpet, or if the persecutions are going to get really loaded, I just want to get it rolling.
Let's get this thing cooking.
Let's get it going somewhere.
And you know, being a pre-tribber, David, I hope my plan is right here.
Yeah, you ought to be a pre-trib in hope and a post-trib in prep. is what you ought to do. That's the way you ought to do it. Excellent, Marty. You are always a blast to talk to. I love talking to you.
Likewise,
great stuff,
brother.
Great fellowship. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to check him out. Talk to him because he won't charge you to meet with him, and you can have the opportunity to sit down and get all this wisdom just by being in the same room. He doesn't even have to open his mouth. He can just be in the room, and you will, by osmosis, get the wisdom. TheRetirementProfessor.com. That's his website. 800-727-PLAN. 800-727-7526. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, David. Talk soon, brother.
All right, take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. This is AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station, online at kprz.com or on Twitter at KPRZ Radio or on your smartphone, iPad, or tablet with the KPRZ app. And now, KPRZ is available on the newest device for Christian radio listening, the hands-free, voice-controlled smart speaker.
Find me KPRZ Radio.
Playing KPRZ Radio in San Diego.
Welcome to the next generation of AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I remember back to school time. Things can get pretty hectic.
That's right, Tyson. Just like for us humans, the fall is also a busy season for annoying pests, with termites still active from the late summer heat or rodents looking for their next winter home. Now is the perfect time to call Ecola for a free inspection.
Call 877-332-BUGS. At Ecola, we've done our homework. We are the leaders and best in alternative and traditional pest control, offering mother-approved, simple solutions. Perfect for families, perfect for pets, perfect solutions created just for you.
Don't procrastinate, right, Tyson?
Come on, Mom.
Call the class leader today. Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847, or online at termitelady.com. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Don't let the devil get a foothold.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Pastor Bob Craning describes the potential consequences of unresolved conflict in your marriage.
I'm convinced that the devil gets his toes in the best in a long-term anger situation. You get a couple that get in a hassle and can't get it solved. All of a sudden, you got a husband who's getting strokes from a secretary. You've got a wife who's getting strokes at work or somewhere else. And all of a sudden, you've got an extra affair going on because people can't solve a problem within the structure of the marriage. And all the devil needs is one little crack. Long-term anger situations in a marriage are a great place for the devil to get a foothold. He'll get in there and begin something that becomes incredibly destructive. And he warns us about it. The long-term anger will do that.
It's important to solve the problems in your relationship. But if you can't resolve the conflict, ask for help from a caring professional. You can hear more from Bob Craning at FamilyMinute.org.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Praise the Lord, my soul.
For joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Shout out to Agent Squires, doing a great job today. They had some board problems today, I guess. My understanding is that the board went bye-bye for a little while, or the computer went bye-bye? So the computer went bye-bye. So is this the first time a computer has ever gone bye-bye somewhere?
Well, the first time today for this system.
Okay, the first time today for this system. It's happened like 100 other times, hasn't it?
Something like that.
That's what happens when you have a Macintosh from 1984. Is that not what that is? Okay.
Well, we're all the way up to Windows XP on this
system.
Are
we? Oh, okay. Well, what's that floppy disk thing? All right, so I'm just saying, you know, it's
about
a little
5-inch floppy.
Yeah, remember that thing? They were great for throwing. You couldn't throw the plastic, the little 3.5, because those hurt. But those big ones, you could just throw them anywhere. It just reminded me of like water balloons. All right. Yeah, that's spiritual. I'm doing my best. When you have a 2-hour show, you can do stupid things too. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, easy way to go about that. We are going to wind it down with our Facebook post. And this is called Bad Mixing Recipe. Now, I am not a cook. I don't know if you knew that or not. I have a few talents. I have a few half talents. And then I have a few things that when the Lord was passing out talents, I apparently was sleeping in a submarine. And cooking would be in that process. I don't know what it is about me following recipes, but I'm just not very good. Here is a bad mixing recipe, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. They did not combine it with faith. So, makes me think about brownies. If you make homemade brownies, and there's nothing sweet about them. There's no sugar, whatever, syrup, honey, whatever. If there's no sweet, they ain't brownies. Okay? I'm just saying, you've got to have certain ingredients that go with certain things. For example, I am a bad foodie. If I'm going to have, you know, basically a hamburger, I'm probably going to have a bun. I'm going to have a hot dog, I'm probably having a bun. I'm just telling you, if I'm going to have a pizza, I'm probably have more than one piece. I mean, the point is, things go together. I mean, they have this like combination. And guess what's supposed to go with us receiving, responding, engaging with a message from God? Guess what's supposed to mix with that? Ready? Faith. Now, again, and Agent Squires can tell me here, if you have like a seed, I think you need to have a little water with it, right?
So I've heard.
Because you need like water with seeds for stuff to grow, right? So if you have a message from God and you have no water, if you have something from the Lord and you have no faith that goes with it, that message is not going to hold the value that it needs to hold for you. Let me tell you two huge areas that it matters in. One, some of us go to church on Sunday mornings or Saturday nights, Mondays or Wednesday. I used to go to church on Friday night. Don't ask. If you hear a message that's inspirational, challenging, that the Holy Spirit has used to rearrange your thinking, your processing, your viewpoint, your understanding, and you don't use it with faith, you don't mix it with faith, it'll do you no value. You know what it will be? It'll be, that was a good sermon. Yes, sirree, Bob. You'll be able to say all day long with the best of them. You'll say it with the people in Texas, but by golly, that was a good sermon. Yes, sir. Thank you. All right? That's fantastic. But if you don't use it, it means nothing. And when you read your Bible, I know, crazy Bible reading people. When you read your Bible and you don't mix what you're reading with faith, it does you no good. You need to use the faith that that Bible generates in you, that it kind of stirs up in you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And you need to apply it. So when you're reading the scripture and there's a passage in there, let's say you're reading, let's just go with Psalm 23. Okay, it's a good psalm. And you're reading Psalm 23, and as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And if you can take that one verse and use faith with it, you will find out that you will never lack a single thing based on one verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What could you want if the Lord is your shepherd? If you mix that with faith, you won't believe how far you'll get. But if you hear, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and then you just start quoting it, it means nothing. When you hear a sermon that has impact, and you know the Holy Spirit's working on you, when you have the Lord speak to you about something, when you're reading your Bible, when the Lord makes it plain as the rainbow in the sky, and you don't use faith with it, you're wasting it. And before you say that can't happen, in Hebrews 4:2, it tells you a whole group of people wasted the gospel message because they didn't mix it with faith. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity for Spoonanity. Talk to you now.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.